So as we start, we need to understand God is not just a name, but a description of who he is. In Genesis chapter 1:1, God is the creator of everything. When he is described as the Lord, that tells that he has the authority over everything. When God is described as our Father, that is also a description of who he is. There is something special about him being a father, though. He's a God to everyone because he created everyone. He's the Lord to everyone because he has authority over everyone. But who he is father to? So how do we become his children? So the scripture shows the number of ways that we must become God's children. So the first is being born as his child. In John chapter 1, verse 12 to 13, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So once we have received Christ and thus have the privilege to privilege of becoming the sons of God, we are able to see the kingdom of God in John chapter 3, verse 3. So in John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus answered and said to him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." So in when we can see the kingdom, then we can be born into the into that kingdom by water in John chapter 3, verse 5. So the question is, but is baptism all that is required to make us children of God? So now we're going to see the another ways that we can become children of God, are required to become a children of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 to 18, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 to 18, "But ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean things. And I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." So when does God receive us as children? In verse 18. If we do not do what is in verse 17, we cannot receive what is in verse 18. So this is a covenant, and we have to be faithful to this covenant. So making covenant to God that I will be coming out of the world and be separated from the world, and I won't touch the unclean things. When I make that covenant, and then God is making a promise in verse 18 that he will receive me as a son or a daughter. So the question is, had the Corinthians been baptized? Were these Corinthians are Christians? Were they children of God? Yes, of course, but not completely. Their minds were determined to live only for God, so they had been baptized according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. They are pure in their mind. They are perfect in their minds. So just to be clear, remember the mind is mind in the scripture is what we determine or decide with our will. So the heart is where we can think or can reason, can understand, can possess qualities which then lead to actions. So the mind can change its determination quickly. That's what has to change in order to get baptism. The heart then changes with effort over time to do what the mind determined it to do. So as we see in this picture, so we are changing the mind first, and then we're getting baptized, and after baptism, and now we are trying to change our hearts. So back to Corinthians, their minds were determined to not live like the world and not to be part of the world anymore. In their minds, they were children of God. But why then would Paul write to them to remind them to come out and be separated from the world? And why he reminds them of this condition to being God's children? So evidently, they were not doing this completely yet. Their minds were right, but their hearts had not fully changed. So their actions were not completely right. So according to the picture, the Corinthians' minds were right, so they're getting baptism. And after that, but they still have to grow in their hearts. So what did they need to do in order to be children of God? In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. So they needed to cleanse their flesh and spirit from all the filthiness of the world and become completely holy, which is to set apart to live only for God, not just in their minds, but in their hearts and their actions too. So Christians need to be reminded of this, since what happens if we go back to being involved in unclean things again? In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20 to 22, for if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them, but it is happened unto them according to the true proverb. The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the so that was washed to her wallowing in their mirror. So why did God command us not to touch the unclean things? As we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, in verse 17, God commanded not to touch the unclean things. Because if we go back to doing those things again, we may lose even the mind to live for God. If we lose our right minds, we cannot repent again. We have to be careful not to slip back into the world. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 33, as we know, be not deceived, evil communications corrupts good manners. So if we are in communication with the world, our manners are going to be like them. So will God see us then as his children? Definitely not. So now let's see another thing that God says will make us his children. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 48, so another passage it describes how we can become God's children. He have heard that it had been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, as our Father, your Father, Father which is in heaven is perfect. So remember, Christ said in John chapter 8, verse 39, if we do the works of Abraham, we will be the children of Abraham. So in order to be children of our Father, we need to do works of our Father by loving our enemies and returning good for evil like he does. So in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. So we need to follow God until our love is complete like him. Not just towards our brethren, but toward all men, even our enemies. Then we are truly his children. So what does God require from his children? As a physical parents, we want our children to love us. So God desires the same thing. He wants his children to love him. So you know the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. So am I obeying this commandment yet? This command yet? Am I loving God with all my heart yet? Is my heart all right yet? Maybe in my mind I am, but in my heart, maybe not yet. So how do we love God with all our hearts and all our souls and all our minds? So in 1 John chapter 5, verse 2 to 3, by this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. So the way of loving God by keeping his commandments, and his commandments are focused on loving his children. So remember he said in 1 John chapter 2 verse 15, if we love the world, the love of God is not in us. So why is God asking us to come out from the world? Because we cannot love God if we love this world. Also, remember the physical nation of Israel. When they loved the world around them, they could not also love and serve God. So God rejected them from being his children. So there's a lot of verses talks about that in Jeremiah chapter 7, 29, and 2 Kings 1:17, 20. So God could reject us as a children if we do not love him. So also as God's children, we need to remember that our Father will chastise us to train us, and we need to be willing to accept his chastening, to learn. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 to 7, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you, as unto little children, my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If we endure a chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? So he can chasten us in two ways. Through his words, or if we are not listening to his words, and through men, as he did for Solomon in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 14. So we need to be paying attention to our Father's training and be receptive to it. because it is for our good, according to Romans 8:28, because he works everything for their good, one who love him and call according to his purpose. So at least in our minds, in our determination, these are all steps that have to be done to be God's children. So just baptism doesn't make us children of God. This is a part of it, but there's a lot more at least to it. So at least we have to have the determination that we want to do the works of the Father. At least in our minds, we have to come out from the world. By having this mind, let us all, as the children of God, cleanse ourselves from the all filthiness of our flesh and spirit, which is our hearts, perfecting the holiness in the fear of God. So and now then we can able to love our God with all our hearts.